Later.
Later.
Hey, Spencer, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Zach. You had filled out a form on my website about your property on Cotchise Trail.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man. I thought it was interesting. I'm pretty familiar with the property. I got some houses in that area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have a minute to talk?
Sure.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, I have houses in the area, like I said. What made you fill out a form? What brought your interest in selling it?
So, the house is an inherited property, and my brother and I are we're just exploring all our options, essentially. A quick exit is one of those options. So we were just trying to see, where that would what that would look like.
Right.
And I'm assuming that I saw one of the ads and just filled out the form just to see where that would be.
Sure. And when you say your brother, you're speaking about Billy?
No. Actually, Billy was my father.
Oh, okay. Billy's your father. Gotcha.
Yeah. He's deceased.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to hear about that.
Okay.
How long has it been vacant?
Since December.
Okay.
And we've been, I mean, yeah. It hasn't been sitting shut though. We've been in and out, we're cleaning the house out, getting the property and stuff like that.
Sure. So he kind of, went along. Did he pass in the property?
He did.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, we're definitely interested in it, and you said you're exploring all options. What other options are you kind of looking at?
A traditional listing with a real estate agent, and whatnot there.
Okay.
So.
Did your father have a will?
No.
Okay, so you guys are gonna have to go through probate.
Well, that's the thing. We were under the impression that a real estate affidavit would suffice because there is nothing else that is the same. There's no creditors, there's no he didn't have anything else. And there's only two parties involved that are both in agreement. So that was the route we were planning to go.
Right. Who kind of said that?
The court actually is the one that, or the county is the one that actually publishes that information.
But he didn't. He but he died intestate.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
So there's a the real estate affidavit portion allows us to take ownership of the title of the home.
Right. Yeah. So considering you guys are the only part, sure.
Yeah, which we are. There is nobody else. And there's no other, like I said, there's no other creditors to make claim. There's his estate consisted of his house and the furniture in it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why that wouldn't be an issue. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, you still have to go through the county to do that.
Yeah, I mean we gotta, which that's gonna be, we're gonna working on that this week, so.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, have you guys considered what you guys were looking to get for it?
Obviously I know I'm not gonna get retail for the property, but we, as is, like it sits, we'd like to be somewhere over 360. I don't know if that's realistic or not. Like I said, I mean, that's kind of where, that's why we're exploring our options. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you know, you'd be too far off, but yeah, I think it's a little high. But, you know, you got options. You're not looking to do anything right away, so. You know, you got time. Time's on your side.
Yeah, we need to move. We need to do within the next. Can you go get the keys, please? We're not able to. There is a mortgage on the home, and we're not able to float that for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to need to move either in that direction, or, you know, getting it listed with a, you know, if we're going to go that route, we need to do that probably by the middle of June, end of June at the absolute latest.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, we've got a little time, but not exorbitant amounts.
So you're trying to get this kind of under your belt and done with.
Right. Because I mean, we can't afford to cover the expenses of the home. I mean, we both have our own homes and whatnot. So,
sure.
You know, we're currently using, you know, what resources he had left, covering those expenses as it sits now. But that's not permanent, and that money is running out. So,
sure.
You know.
So
yeah, that's where we're at.
When's the last time the house was updated?
Updated, like, cosmetically or anything?
Yes.
When it was built.
Okay. So about 9 years
They
ago.
Never, they, yeah, they, well, it was built in 2003.
Okay.
And they purchased it, well, so they've lived in it since 2006. He purchased it, I can't remember the year he purchased it. But then he refinanced it 2 years ago, or this or so. But, Logan, can you go in the shed? There's a milk crate right on the floor with two more straps in it. Can you grab those? But, yeah, no, I mean, there's – I mean, like, we replaced the microwave.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a built-in or whatever. But, I mean, no, as far as updates, I mean, nothing's really ever been done.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, if nothing's really been touched, yeah, I mean, even $300 would be kind of, you know, around retail, really, especially considering nothing's been updated.
Wow. That's shocking.
Yeah.
All right.
And I mean, you know, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just being realistic with you.
I gotcha. Well, then we may have to reevaluate and maybe look at turning this into a rental property or something. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, if we're that far off, then I don't want to waste your time.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, we're interested in it, but, you know, this is, with it never being renovated, you know, that does.
I gotcha. And that's fine. I mean, you know, I completely understand your position.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, right. Talk to us or any investor. I mean, you know, they're going to be, you know, I'm not going to just throw you out a lowball offer. That's not really what we do. You know, we like to earn business. We don't like to just piss people off. So.
Right. No, I get it.
Yeah. And is the 300 range like kind of the least that y'all have been thinking about?
Yeah. No, I mean, we're pretty set at, you know, I mean, I can't see going any lower than 360. I mean, that's just kind of where we're at.
360?
Yeah, that's kind of anything less than that was a little low. He's talked to, I don't know, he's done some good stuff on his own with, you know, an actual real estate agent or something, and I think they were above that. So I can't see us doing anything less than 360 without some serious consideration or being seriously backed into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that y'all have money to make, so I mean, I'm not knocking that. It just, if the math doesn't math, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, and that was the whole point of the initial, you know, was just to see if we were even, if this was even a viable, you know, option or direction for us to even look at.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe it involves us investing a little money in some updates and then actually listing with an agent, which is fine. You know, we just wanted to see where we were at, so.
Yeah, I mean, just like with the new builds and stuff, I mean, I'm seeing here the same square footage, you know, like they're at that, you know, 419, 415 range. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
See a house here, 1,800 square feet, 5.3 to, you know, 330. I can't justify the price.
I get it. I understand that completely.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you know, I'm glad you called me, and at least now we both know where we are, and, you know, hey, I appreciate your time. I really do.
Yeah, sure. And just real quick, I mean, is this the only house that you guys have that you're looking to sell?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll definitely follow up with you just to see how you guys are doing. I'm still interested one way or the other.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, Spencer. Thank you.
Have a good day.